How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Start your mornings with Drake Toll.
LeBron James, the Philadelphia 76er. Does this scare the rest of the NBA?
Oh, yeah. I talked to Billy King yesterday, former Sixers general manager, and one of the things we mentioned was, okay, how many nights a week or nights of the season are those guys all going to play together, okay? And when they do, you are going to have opposing teams in their locker room, facts, that see that lineup on the whiteboard and they're like, damn, tonight? Like, because that team not only will run you up and down the floor, but they will beat you up. Like, that is a physical team, and it's an athletic team. And when you fuse that youth with Tyrese Maxey, right, and that youth with Vijay Edgecombe zooming up and down the floor, and then you get the body blows from LeBron, from Jaylen Brown, from Joel Embiid. Again, when healthy, it's terrifying for the rest of the league.
It's the Drake Toll Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on The Fan, Upstate. Start your mornings with Drake Toll.
Sure, in a vacuum, yes. Bad. Don't hump the other team. I thought it was kind of epic, actually. I like the strike a dude out looking and you just,
Look at his ERA. He's not good enough to be acting like that.
Pretty funny, man. I thought it was good. It's a good bit. I've never seen a pitcher look at a dugout and just start humping. It's so eastbound and down.
It's the Drake Toll Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on The Fan, Upstate. WFBC HD3 Greenville, W249BL Greenville, W246CD Spartanburg, W2CXDL Andersonville,
Upstate,
and Odyssey Sports Station.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Laura. You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew, Joey Knish, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up later this hour, we will get to everything going on in Major League Baseball, Curtis Meade's fractured wrist for the Boston Red Sox and what that means moving forward, and why Bryce Harper and me, your boy, Nick Costos, are in full agreement as to what the Philadelphia Phillies need to do as we approach Monday's trade deadline. Bets for tonight will close the show. We look forward to that. And we do have a piece of breaking news in the National Football League, which will be a recurring theme as training camps are open all around the league and teams start practicing. Oh, yeah. We are through the malaise of summer, and now we have football back. Patrick Mahomes is in to start 11-on-11 drills for the Kansas City Chiefs. So right at the start of training camp, Patrick Mahomes participating in 11-on-11. I told you, and I could still be wrong, but I told you, the day that the schedule came out, Chiefs-Broncos Monday Night Football on ESPN, ESPN's got the Super Bowl this year. Do you think if they felt Justin Fields were going to be the quarterback in week 1, it would be Chiefs-Broncos Monday Night Football week 1? Come on. He could have a setback. He could get hurt again. Who knows? Patrick Mahomes is going to play week 1. And I think the Chiefs will be right back in the mix to win the Super Bowl this season. But joining us right now, to talk. Maybe we'll do some NFL with our friend Joey Knish, but certainly talk this year's college football season. Mr. Knish is Mr. Big Ten, and Big Ten Media Day is underway right now in the lovely city of Chicago. Pro Sports Better from The Hammer. Hit the Books is the college football betting show with our friend Brad Powers, a great college football betting show. The legendary Joey Knish on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. My friend, welcome back to the show. How has summer treated you?
Nikki, baby, good to be back. No place I'd rather be. You know what? We're getting the feels right now. World Cup is over. Summer coming to a little bit of a close. And in the the Midwest. I'm actually driving through some cornfields right now. It's getting, you're getting that. I'm about to strap the pads on and go hit somebody on the side of the road. It's getting that feeling for the old pigskin back in the air. Can't wait.
This is the duality of man right here. Because while my friend Joey Knish is absolutely psychotic, he's crazy, and I mean that in a positive way, I'm crazy too, you also get the side of him where, during the World Cup, he's tweeting like he was born and raised in, you know, in Derby Town. like using all the soccer. You love it, and I love it too, and I love that about you. I'm guessing you saw the news here from The Athletic. It's not done yet, but apparently Mauricio Pochettino is close to a deal to return as the head coach of the United States men's national team through the 2030 World Cup. Before we get to football, Knish, your thought on this football story with Pochettino potentially coming back to run American soccer?
You know what? I'll eat some crow on this one. When they originally hired him and like halfway through the cycle, when it looked like I was like, this is a disaster. He just wants out. He took the money. But I have to say, overall, I'm in. If he wants another 4 years, I'm a little surprised he would re-up to it. I thought he was gone. I thought the team was playing pretty good. And you know what? In terms of our talent level, I thought they kind of maxed out what was realistic. You would have liked to have seen him get to a little bit, you know, one more layer, beat Belgium, get to a quarterfinal or something. But all in all, I like it. And in terms of, you know, options that would be out there, it's always a little sticky with national team hires. So for me, I'm with it. I think, you know, you give him another four. The team seemed to like him, seemed to be, you know, gelling in that. And so, hey, we can get through an actual cycle where we're really going to have to qualify this time around. I'm all in. I'd take four more years of Poch, hands down.
I completely agree, and I'd be super excited if and when that is confirmed. After this interview, I'm just going to say what the news is now, and I'll talk about it at the end of the interview. More bad news for the Carolina Panthers. Rookie wide receiver out of Tennessee, Chris Brazel, being carted off the practice field. Remember, Nick Scorton lost for the season already with the torn ACL. We don't know if Brazel is seriously injured, but just wanted to bring that story to you, and I'll talk about why it matters at the end of this segment. But Knish, we have you on here to talk some college football ahead of the season because, you know, we had SEC media days recently, Big Ten media days right now. And if you look at the odds board right now at our show sponsor, BetMGM, three of the top five teams to win the national championship all emanate from the Big Ten, right? And the Big Ten has won the last three national championships. Those teams, Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon, three of the top five teams on the odds board this season. Do you see it that way, Knish, like the betting market does, that this is obviously there are other good teams, but that this is essentially a three-team conference at the top of the season, the Big Ten?
Yeah, no, and I'm with that. And you know what? I loved our boy Brett Bielema's quote the other day. He said, the SEC still thinks it's 2006. It's a new day, baby. This is the premier college football conference, and I think it's only going to continue that way. I mean, follow the money. That's where it's going to be. I think it's going to be in the Big Ten. I think they've got the richest programs. They got the best TV deal. And so, yeah, I'm with you, where to me, I think your national champion – again, comes from the Big Ten. You can sell me on Notre Dame, too, getting in there. But, yeah, just in terms of where the Big Ten lands this year, I agree. You could have some teams, you know, on the fringe that if everything, you know, went right, maybe you're in Ann Arbor, that, you know, could get a little squeaky. But, no, I just thought, yeah, I'm with you. Those three teams at the top are where it's going to be. And I think those three teams are not only where your Big Ten champion comes from, where your national champion comes from.
If you had to back one of those top three horses in the Big Ten to win the national championship this season, Kanish, and I'll give the betting odds for context at BetMGM. Ohio State is the favorite, plus 600. Indiana, the reigning defending national champions, will never not be weird to say that. Indiana, plus 750. Dan Lanning, Dante Moore, and Oregon at plus 800. If you had to back one of those three, who is it and why?
I'll give you the one that not only would I would back, I actually have backed with my own USD here. The only national championship bet I have put in preseason is on the Oregon Ducks. I think they're absolutely low. And it's not only I'd like they've got the frontline premier talent, it's a depth piece, too. I think you've got multiple options at quarterback. You've got defensive line. And you know what? You've got kind of that, like, that bust through that anger. You know, Indiana, it's a really tough, I think, in today's era now, with all the movement and with all of the, to go back to back. I think Indiana will still be very good. I think Ohio State will still be very good. But it feels like, for me, I think Oregon's the best of those three. And when you factor in the price, too, where you're getting a little bit longer odds on the team that I think is going to be the best of the three, Oregon Ducks, for me, the only natty future I've placed and the one that I would be recommending right now going into the preseason.
What are your expectations this year, Kanish, for the national champion Indiana Hoosiers with Josh Hoover taking over as quarterback for Fernando Mendoza?
I'm never going to think, a Kurt Cignetti. I just think the program is too buttoned up right now, too good to have. I don't think there's going to be a fall off. I got to tell you, though, anytime you go from a number one overall pick, level quarterback, who was very good. Not only was Mendoza, physically talented, he had, like, all the mental aspects there. Josh Hoover, I think, is a nice college player, a player that can come in and still keep things rolling in terms of them, making the playoff and that. Is he a national championship quarterback for me? No. And I think, they lost a number of talented, skilled and big. Very good in the transfer portal. I love Nick Marsh, who they got over from Michigan State in terms of wide receiver. So they did a nice job backfilling some. Just tough for me with the quarterback downgrade. And, it's a brutal thing to go back to be anybody and go back-to-back. It's tough in this era. But I think Indiana takes a bit of a step back for me. Can still make the playoff, but not a natty contender.
Why not Ohio State?
I'll tell you why. It's because, number one, I'm a salty Michigan fan. That's why. But number two is really, I think, yes, in terms of, I would not, again, do I think Ohio State can win it? But if you want to tell me this is the team at the top of the board, I don't love Julian Sain in terms of, I don't think he's elite at the quarterback position. They always have a lot of skill talent. I still got a couple of questions on defense where I think it can be a good defense, not great. But in terms of price relative to expectations, when you're talking about the team at the very, very top, I don't think Ohio State, as I have them ranked, is right there relative to price. I think it's one there, especially early season. And I'll give you, I do think Texas gets them this year. And if you wanna bet on Ohio State, if I'm looking at it, I would rather wait and see if they get, slip up in that Texas game. The odds come down because then their margin for error is going to go way down for the rest of the season and buy at that point. So not one preseason. Can they win it? Of course. But in terms of actually putting a bet in preseason, not for me.
Take your pick. The fourth best team this year in the Big Ten will be A, Michigan, your Wolverines with Kyle Whittingham now coaching, Bryce Underwood at quarterback. B, USC with Gary Patterson out of retirement to coach the defense, or C, a school that I have not mentioned, and why?
I'm going to tell you who's a little bit, I think we'll call it a little sneaky, and there is, and I don't know if it's even sneaky, but you can jump in on Penn State there because of all the continuity that they're bringing over, which I think matters so much in college football these days. Do they have the highest level premium talent as, some of the other programs you mentioned? No. But when you talk about we're bringing so many guys over from Iowa State and having so much of that continuity mixed in with some of the guys that remain there, if I had to pick between those, if I'm talking Michigan, Penn State, or USC, I think I would give the slight nod to Penn State. Michigan, maybe the ceiling's up there, but I got to see it, especially after, you know, some of the question marks in the offseason and Bryce Underwood there. I think it could go. That's pretty high variance. It could go a number of ways. And you know what? USC now, I could see a little bit more of the bottom falling out there on the official, you know, look at Riley era at USC, where maybe it goes south. And that maybe I'm not saying it's over, but I think there's a potential that what the expectations were when they hired them to what we've gotten so far, if it goes, I mean, if they go, you know, seven, eight wins or worse, that seat's going to be cooking.
Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish on the show, host of Hit the Books with our pal Brad Powers as part of the Hammer Sports Betting Network. He's on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Kanish, give us a bet that you like for a school in the Big Ten. It could be a win total, could be to win the comp, whatever it is that we have not yet discussed and why you like it.
You know what? Let's go a little win total action here. And I got to tell you, I think, this is going to be a tough one to say. Michigan State is a little bit undervalued in year one in Pat Fitzgerald, where everybody's way down on them. And don't get me wrong, the Johnson Smith era ended rough. It was a rough one. But I think Pat Fitzgerald, who is maybe not a guy to get them, like, I'm not talking about this team's going to be back to the playoff or any point, but there was a decent amount, especially like at quarterback. I know they got rid of Aiden Childs, but there's a decent amount of returning talent, enough for me. And I think Pat Fitzgerald is a floor raiser. Maybe not a ceiling raiser, but a floor raiser where I think he can get this team back to bowl eligibility, five wins, couple of non-con games that I think they should get in the bag. For me, I took some Michigan State over 4.5. There's some decent, good plus money out there on over 4.5. I think Pat Fitz can get him to 5-7, maybe even 6-6 in a bowl win. As a team when you're playing that Pat Fitz ball, I think you can kind of ugly it up and compete in a lot of games. And you know what? He took a lesser program in Northwestern and was able to get them on solid footing. I know a lot's changed, but for me, I think they'll be back to at least respectability this year, and the market's having them down at the way, way bottom, and I don't see it totally.
Who's going to win the SEC this year?
This is a great one. And I got to tell you, we have talked about this on Hit the Book. I'm telling you, I think there's 7, 8 options here. And I know that, you know, do I think it'll be Georgia or Texas? Probably. But you could sell me down the board on legitimately 7 or 8 teams that I think have a shot. So for me, if I'm making a bet, right, do I think, gun to my head, who's actually going to win it? I would lean Texas. If I'm making a bet at the prices are out there, I got to tell you, I think Oklahoma's got the best defense. I think they've got a real shot at the best defense in the country, and they're kind of around 10-1 out there in the market. If I'm making a bet, I'm going with that price-wise as opposed to going to the top of the board, because I think that defense is real deal. And John Mateer, hopefully he was, you know, I think he was banged up for a lot of last year and his performance declined. You can get the offense going a little bit, and I think that defense is as good as it gets right now. So Oklahoma around 10-1 for me to win the SEC. I've sprinkled a bit.
Kanish, I know you guys have talked about it this summer, been one of the hot-button teams, period, this summer, even going back to last season in college football with all the Lane Kiffin mess. LSU, win total is 8.5. No is -190 for LSU to make the college football playoff, which I think is a little interesting, right, with all the hype and Sam Leavitt and Lane Kiffin now taking over in Death Valley. What about your expectations for the Lane train in LSU year one in Baton Rouge?
You know what? I think what we'll call like the public or the narrative or the casual expectations are probably a bit higher than what the betting market is telling you this team is. And even Lane has been a little, I think he's trying to pacify expectations a bit, in where this is probably more of, you know, an 8-win team than it is where people are thinking Lane Kiffin year one, we're spending a bunch of money, 10, 11 wins, national title contender. I don't think this is a national title contender. And we'll give you a little extra sauce here. Week one, Clemson, we gave this out on Hit the Books end of last week. Clemson at anything over 10. There's 10, 10.5. So there's a couple of 11.5, 11 out there. That's a bet, week one. I think Clemson, I think that game's going to be much more competitive than the market's showing right now, and I think that's one that as we get closer to kick will come down. I'm not even that much of a Clemson buyer, but you know what? Lane, week one, I think that could be one that we're going late there where it's going to be a competitive game. Anything over double digits on Clemson week one will a little bit of a lane fade week one.
Give us a team, Kanish, that you are either, that we have not yet discussed, that you are either higher on than the betting market is or lower on than the betting market is.
This, you know what, and this is going to be, we'll square it up for the first one. I just think Texas Tech is far and away the best team in the Big 12. And I play that anything with a plus sign on them to win the Big 12 has been a bet for me. That's probably of the offseason. And I know the Brennan Sorsby thing, and they've got the questions with Will Hammond's health at quarterback. I think Hammond will be good enough, especially if he's early on. They've got a couple of layups too early in terms of some easy games, so they can give him a bit of a time. And their schedule lines up where I don't think there's any way they're not in the Big 12 championship game. And if you're getting a plus, they're going to be at least a touchdown favorite if they make it to that game. And I just think we're talking about a program talent-wise that is so far and away above the rest of the Big 12. And what's happened at some of the second-tier programs, Utah takes a step back. I think BYU takes a step back. I think TCU takes a step back. So for me, Texas Tech, anything with a plus, I see some plus 100 out there to win the Big 12 championship, I think is very much worth a bet, regardless of the quarterback situation.
Final question, Kanish. You have made, you know, headlines in the past on this show and others for either being very right or spectacularly wrong about Heisman Trophy thoughts at this point on the calendar. It is still July, to be fair. So I'll give you a bunch of names at the top of the odds board at BetMGM. Maybe you like one of them. Maybe you like some. I know you know the odds, all of them, right? Maybe you like someone a little lower. So we have co-favorites right now to win the Heisman Trophy. This might surprise some people, right? Arch Manning is one of the co-favorites. That won't surprise anybody. Notre Dame quarterback C.J. Carr is the other co-favorite, both plus 750. Ole Miss's Trinidad Chambliss, who's back in Oxford for another year, plus 900. Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin at 11-1, along with new Miami quarterback replacing Carson Beck, the former Duke quarterback Darian Mensah. Oregon's Dante Moore and Indiana's Josh Hoover and Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith, the receiver, at 12-1. Georgia quarterback Gunnar Stockton at 16. Is it one of those names, Kanish, or somebody else is your favorite bet right now to win the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, I hate to square, but you know what? The top of the board, I think, is unlike last year where I was kind of, you know, taking some prices around. I think the two names right at the top there are going to be tough. From one, I think Notre Dame is going to be very, very good. And C.J. Carr, I got to give it to Powers. He's been saucing him up since the kid was a recruit. Is going to be, I think, potentially the number one pick in next year's draft. I think you gotta have a little bit of a leg up on him right now to be next year's number one pick. So he's up there. And you've got the Arch Manning PR brigade where they spent so heavily on weapons for him this offseason. And I think they're really going to try and go all in on the Texas offense this year. And everybody, I mean, and Arch, even the, you know, a casual guy doesn't want to call it, knows the name Arch Manning. So when you have those two names at the top of the board, it's going to be really tough for somebody else, especially if Notre Dame and Texas are, you know, winning 10, 11 games and producing on offense to sneak in there. So, yeah, I haven't done too much farther down. Maybe one name a little bit kind of farther mid-tier, Aaron Filo from Florida. Offense could be a bit exciting. Newt comes in. He had to put up some great numbers at Georgia Tech from like a – you know, just a passing standpoint. So get him in. They've got some talented wide receivers in Florida. Maybe a sprinkle on Aaron Filo down the board. But, yeah, for me, if you're giving me who's going to win, I think it's Carr Manning at the top.
Final question, Kanish. Who's going to win? Because you are a noted Detroit sports fan. You love the Michigan Wolverines. You love the Detroit Lions. Who's going to win the NFC North this season?
You already know who's going to win. I heard you.
It's not the Lions. I'm out on the Lions. I'm out.
I heard, trust me, I heard you saucing up the, you know, you with your Viking horn in the studio, the trying to be, oh, Kyler Murray, he's going to get revamped. I'll tell you what, week one, dump, dump, da 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 dum. The Pack go into Minnesota and bury your Vikings week one. My favorite bet of week one there for an NFC North teaser. The Pack to go in and kick those clowns in the purple all the way down, my friend.
While we're here on the subject of week one, did you see the my favorite week one bet? And if not, I will share it with you right now. I'd love to get your opinion on it. I don't know how people that, like, it doesn't mean the bet's going to win, but people that I respect, I would be shocked if anyone disagreed with my methodology behind this. And maybe I'm setting up to be let down here. So tell me how, Kanish, the LA Chargers, with all the hype with Mike McDaniel, right? And how this offense is going to be something completely different, right? And the tackles are going to be back. The hype train is roaring on the Chargers. They're favored with zero home field advantage by 10.5 against Arizona in week one. It's not much of a road trip from Arizona to LA. The Chargers have no home field advantage. Jacoby Brissett is a more than competent start. He's not great, but he's a competent starting quarterback. There are absolutely weapons on offense to work with. The defensive coordinator was retained. And if they're healthy this year, I'm not saying they're good. They're going to be great. They're not one of, like, the three or four worst teams in the league. The point spread's 10.5. Am I crazy? Like, how is Cardinals not 10.5 the best bet of week one in LA against the Chargers?
You know what? We might be on different sides of the Green Bay, Minnesota. But I'm with you there. I love the filthy dog there in week one. I'm with you totally. I think the numbers, as you said, no home field there. Cardinals probably. Jacoby Brissett, hey, they got him signed. They've got some options at wide receiver. Again, I'm not saying they're winning out right here, but yeah, I'm with you. I mean, there's even a couple 11.5s out there. I'm with you. Anything double digits there week one, I will be rolling with Nikki K on the cards.
Hit the Books is the show with Joey Kanish and our pal Brad Powers as part of the Hammer Betting Network. It is an awesome college football betting show, and we may rate his Twitter account R, but it's still worth a follow at Joey Kanish 22. Thank you very much, my friend. Stay well. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good.
what a close off from our friend Joey Kanish. So that's it from our pal. All right. A lot to chew on there in college football. I've got some thoughts on how Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon, if they don't get it done, what will the reason be? And we're expecting, or it hasn't happened yet, but today, tomorrow, Kurt Cignetti, Dan Lanning, Ryan Day will all address the media. So we're going to talk a lot about it tomorrow on the show as well. We'll do some Big Ten on the show tomorrow. I have some thoughts on USC, Penn State, Michigan that I can't wait to share with everybody. So we'll do a little bit of Big Ten on the other side with the three teams at the top. And then Major League Baseball. Trade deadline coming up in 5 days. Wait till you hear what Bryce Harper had to say after the Phillies game last night. We'll tell you about it next here on a Wednesday.
The NBA has reshaped in one summer. LeBron and Jaylen Brown are in Philly. Giannis is headed to Miami. Paul George is a Celtic. And that's just the Eastern Conference. Who will challenge the Knicks for the NBA crown? Westwood One Sports.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the 5 critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. Never know how.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. The Fan Upstate. Here's Odyssey. At 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg.
Listen on your phone, download the Odyssey app, and search the Fan Upstate.
There's a whole lot more to know about sound if you really want to go into the subject.
Your smart speaker. Just say, play 97 The Fan Upstate. On your HD radio at WFBC HD3.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
And on your computer at
TheFanUpstate.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.